time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. Got a big show lined up for you again this week. We'll be talking with the Caldwell County tennis coaches a little bit later on this morning. Steve Kukihiko and Tori Hammett will be in the studio with us, and we also hope to talk to some of the Caldwell County tennis seniors today. The seniors will be honored with Senior Day out at the CCHS courts today at 4:30 when the Tigers and Lady Tigers host Fort Campbell. Coming up first on the show this morning, though, we're going to talk with Scott Brown of YourSportsEdge.com. We'll do that when we come back. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Have you ever heard the proverb that bad things come in threes? Maybe the mower breaks down, the car won't start, and then the AC goes out. Yep, that would be a bad day. The good news is that ABC Finance can help turn any bad day right around fast. In less than an hour, you could have $500 to $15,000 ready and waiting so you can take care of whatever it is and get back to enjoying life. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morris at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morris at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
If you've ever shopped for a diamond, either in a store or online, you've probably heard of the four C's. The four C's of diamond quality: color, clarity, cut, and carat weight. At Humes Jewelers, we're offering you the fifth C. The fifth C is choice. Your choice of a natural mined diamond, a natural Canadian diamond from our Polar Bear collection, some of the finest cut diamonds in the entire world, the new lab-grown diamonds, a bigger diamond for your budget, and antique and vintage diamonds, which gives you a pre-loved piece of jewelry to love again. Stop by Humes Jewelers. We'll show you each of these diamonds, and you can make your own choice. Once you pick the diamond, you can pick your mounting, and we'll put it together for you. No matter what your budget, you'll find a beautiful quality diamond at Humes Jewelers. That's Humes Jewelers on the Boulevard in Hopkinsville. And we invite you every Thursday night at 6 o'clock to join us live on Facebook or YouTube for our live shopping show where you will learn, laugh, and shop.
Fredonia Valley Bank encourages you to support our businesses, patronize our shops, savor the food from our local eateries, procure locally made products, and align with your bank. At Fredonia Valley Bank, the employees' decisions, commitment, and investments stem from the same soil as yours. They're more than just a bank. They are embedded in community life. Pledged to the prosperity of their customers and community, Fredonia Valley Bank is your definitive community bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you seen it? At WPKY, you asked and we listened. Our website now has upgraded features, making it easy to find what you need when you need it. Your local news edge with names you know.
I'm Tammy Hedcock.
I'm Edward Marlowe reporting for your news edge.
And voices you trust.
With your WPKY news edge, I'm Alan White.
Covering the people, schools, businesses, and communities that matter to you.
For your WPKY news edge, this is George Kilgore.
Late breaking weather, local forecasts, and photos.
I'm Josh McClawson with your Ag Edge weather.
Community info and calendar, church events, and local organizations that you belong to, love, and follow.
I'm Noah Booth for Something You Should Know.
Your athletes, your teams, all covered by names you trust.
Eddie Owen here.
Scott Brown.
And faces you know.
This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com.
The info you need. The people you love. No fees, no hoops to jump through. All in one place. WPKYonline.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Once again, good morning. Thanks for tuning in today. We were originally going to have Kaawah County Boys Basketball Head Coach Chuck Mitchell on the show today, but we understand they are a little short-handed at the school this week, so we hope to have Coach Mitchell back on the show with us next week. Instead, though, with it being baseball season, we have made a call to the bullpen, and Scott Brown of YourSportsEdge.com has been warming up to talk all things sports with us this morning. And Scott, good morning. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, not a problem. Good morning, Todd.
Lots of spring sports going on, but, you know, a little round ball news also making the rounds this week with the big news out of Trigg County this week involving a former Caldwell County Tiger standout.
You know, it's interesting, and I had somebody ask me the question, and I really couldn't come up with an answer, but in essence, Trigg County and Hopkins Central just pulled off a trade for basketball coaches. Michael Freilichs stepped down as Hopkins Central basketball coach, and Mason Burgett, the Trigg County coach, decided he wanted to go back home, which he played at Hopkins Central. His dad coached at Hopkins Central, Chad Burgett. And so Mason Burgett took the Hopkins County Central coaching job. That left the Trigg job open, and Michael Freilichs took the Trigg County job. And so he had his introductory press conference on Tuesday, and it seemed to go really well, seemed to get a lot of good response from the people that were there and the players there as well.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. You mentioned just kind of making a trade there. Not to get too far off track, but who was the Major League Baseball player that was traded for himself? Do you remember that back in the day?
Yeah, but I can't remember the guy's name. He was the player to be named later.
Yeah.
And he played, and then they didn't like it, and so they just sent him back to the other team. So, yeah, in essence, got traded for himself. I just can't remember his name, but I do remember that happening.
Yeah, going back to Freilichs, though, being at Trigg County now, that means that half the coaching positions in the 5th District for the boys are now Freilichs's.
Right. I asked him about that, if that's kind of a new rivalry. And he said he considered going over to help Matt at Crittenden, but when the Trigg job came open, he wanted to be a head coach, and so he took that. But I know he was considered for a couple of others that were open, but settled on Trigg. And You hear coaches say this, you know, there's some talent coming up. They seem to say that, you know, whenever they take over a head coaching job. But, you know, it's their job for that talent to come up, to kind of mold them into a good team. And so we'll see if he's able to do that at Trigg County.
Well, at Trigg County, he will at least have all of the county's athletes at his disposal. At Hopkins County Central, it seemed to me like it was kind of tough sometimes for him to get players because a lot of the better players seemed to kind of gravitate toward Madisonville North Hopkins.
Well, yeah, you know, you see this at, you know, in Christian County, and, you know, you see it at Murray and Callaway a little bit. You know, if you're the team that's doing well, you seem to get the better players. And so if you're the team that's not doing so well, it's kind of a struggle. And even though I think, you know, Hopkins Central, you know, they get the South Hopkins kids, and, you know, Browning Springs is, you know, supposed to go to one school or the other, but yeah, at Trigg, you get the whole county. You know, you got to worry about them going outside the county. You look at Chad Burgett's record and Mason Burgett's record. You know, Trigg hasn't had a winning basketball season in 8 years, and they haven't won a district championship in 8 years. Of course, that, you know, six of that is when Travis Perry, you know, came into the district. But at the same time, though, you know, Trigg's had a little bit of bad luck in there. They've had some injuries. They, you know, lost a starting guard for the year to injury a couple years ago. Two of their guards transferred out, you know, one because of a, you know, Jordan Miles was at Trigg, and his dad Toby was an assistant for Chad Burgett, and then Toby Miles took the Christian County coaching job, took Jordan with him. Gavin Grubbs began at Trigg County, and when there was a coaching change, he opted to go to UHA. So there was some talent. There's quite a bit of talent at Trigg County. For whatever reason, due to transfers and some injuries, it just really didn't pan out the way they were hoping it would about 5-6 years ago.
Well, and Frelick's being at Trigg County now, that's going to just add a little bit more to the Caldwell County rivalry. And, you know, Caldwell and Trigg are not in the same district any longer, and it's been a while now since they have been in the same district, but Caldwell-Trigg has always continued to be a pretty big rivalry.
It has. It hasn't been like the nasty rivalry, but, you know, they want to beat each other, and, you know, it usually turns out to be one of the better gates of the year for either team that's not a district game. So there's, you know, there's still a lot of dislike, I guess you could say. I don't want to say hatred because, you know, there's not many high school rivalries anymore that have just downright hatred. But there's some dislike there, and that's good. You know, as long as it's kept clean and whatever, that's good for a rivalry. But, yeah, that just kind of, you know, throws one more log on the fire, so to speak, to kind of keep it stoked and going.
Yeah, rivalries kind of have a different look these days. You know, you talk about Caldwell and Trigg or Caldwell and Lyon or whatever. When those teams play anymore, after the game, you see players from both teams. They're together. They're taking pictures together and hanging out. You know, 30 or 40 years ago, that didn't seem to happen as much.
It didn't. And I think that a lot of that has to do with, you know, like the travel ball situation. You know, you get kids that in certain sports, you know, they played some kind of travel ball, so they travel together. I see this a lot in baseball and softball. You know, after the game, you know, there's six or seven of them posing for a picture because they play all summer together. And then when, you know, high school, you know, school starts back, they, you know, go to their schools and, you know, get together. And you see it in volleyball a little bit as well. But, yeah, 30, 40 years ago in Trigg and Caldwell play, you didn't see Neil Cummins and, you know, Marty Jaggers posing after a ball game. I mean, you know, that just didn't happen. And so it's just how things have changed. But it will add something to the district as well. I mean, you've got, anytime you get a coach of the year, who he was at Caldwell, and coach with some experience, you know, I you welcome that because, you know, two of the last three times, well, you know, you go back, you know, Trigg gave Jeff Embry his first head coaching job in Kentucky. You know, he was an assistant under Mike Wright, was at Trigg for 1 year, and then took the Lyon County job. They hired Peyton Croft, who had no head coaching experience. They hired Mason Bergen, who had no head coaching experience. So it's a little bit of a switch for Trigg County to go and get somebody with some head coaching experience. And I think that's something that a lot of the people here want. They want to see Trigg County go and get coaches with experience who have, you know, they did that with Monty Todd in softball. You know, fast pitch softball goes back to 1995. Monty Todd's only the second coach Trigg County ever hired in softball with previous head coaching experience. You know, everybody else was a new coach or such. And as a result, you know, it showed in the results. And so I think that the Trigg County people are glad to see them going after coaches with some experience.
We're talking this morning with Scott Brown of YourSportsEdge.com. And, of course, we are right in the middle of spring sports for the high school teams. And, Scott, it always seems like the spring sports go by the fastest some reason. It feels like we just got started, but postseason play for spring sports is actually coming up next month.
Right, we're about a month out now. The track postseason and baseball and softball about the same time as well. And so we're right about a little past the halfway point for baseball and softball. I think what makes it go by a little bit quicker is the fact that you get a few of these rainouts sprinkled in from time to time. And so that means you're not necessarily at the ballpark 6 nights a week. You're only there 4 nights a week or maybe 3 nights a week. Whereas in the fall, you know, and there's more sports in the fall, but you get a little bit of breaks built in during the spring season, which I'm not going to lie, that's nice from time to time. I think deep down the coaches and the players don't mind a rain out here and there. I mean, I don't think you're seeing Kevin Costner from Bull Durham break into a stadium and turn the sprinklers on, but I've known some coaches to forget to leave the tarp on the field with rain in the forecast so they could, you know, get a little bit of a break.
Well, as you look at the second region this season, kind of looks like Hopkinsville and Lyon County have kind of emerged as the top two in baseball, and then maybe three, four, five, six teams behind them that, you know, could make some noise once the regional tournament gets here.
What's impressive about both of those teams is Hopkinsville has three seniors, and they're three good seniors. Two of the three are going off to play college. J.J. Thompson's going to Wright State. Zach Moss is going to Kentucky. I talked to Zach after the game the other night for an article I'm going to write this weekend for your Sports Edge. You know, Zach Moss committed to Kentucky when, you know, Nick Mangione was on the hot seat. I mean, they were sixth place in the SEC, and he went ahead and committed early. He committed before his sophomore season. And now, you know, what a gamble that was, and now it looks to be brilliant. And so he's real excited about getting to go to Kentucky. And, of course, J.J. Thompson's going to Wright State. But I say that to say this. You know, they had three seniors, and then they're mostly eighth graders, freshmen, and sophomores. Lyon County doesn't have a senior on the team. Those are your top two teams in the region. They're probably built to last for a while. They're probably going to stay at the top for a few years.
Well, and then you've got Caldwell and University Heights and teams like that that could all slip in there. And, you know, if you get the right draw, maybe make a run to the regional championship game. And a lot of times we look at the RPI and you kind of maybe write off Henderson County a little bit. I think we did that a little bit last year. But then at the end of the year, you know Henderson County is going to be pretty decent when tournament time rolls around.
Yeah, you can never write Henderson County off in any sport in the second region, especially girls. You know, they are just a machine in girls sports. You know, in all of the girls sports, the region is theirs until someone beats them. I don't know that this stat is exact, but it's pretty darn close. If you go back chronologically and count the last 19 team sports in the second region, and when I say that, it's softball, basketball, soccer, and volleyball. If you go back chronologically out of the last 19 of those seasons, Henderson County's girls have won the region title in like 15 or 16 of them. I mean, it's a streak that's just incredible. 9 of the last 10 in basketball, you know, 7 of the last 8 in softball, you know, 9 of 10 in soccer. It's ridiculous. So you can never count out Henderson's girls. But their boys' teams are pretty, especially baseball, because they're so well coached, and they always seem to be playing their best baseball in the postseason. Now, you can't count Henderson County out. UHA's got a young team in baseball. You know, Caldwell County, they've won 17 games, and you're only as good as your next starting pitcher. And so whoever can line up their pitching and get good pitching, of course, is going to make a good run.
Well, my next question was going to be, can anybody beat Henderson County in softball? Because it looks like there's Henderson County, then there's a gap, then there's Livingston Central, and then there's another gap, and then there's like 8 teams that could all be in the mix after that.
Again, it kind of goes back to pitching. You know, used to, there was no such thing as pitching depth in softball. You know, you rode the arm of your starting pitcher. Some teams still do that, but Henderson County's got three girls that can pitch. And, you know, if Anna Kemp's pitching, they're going to be awfully, awfully tough to beat. They've got the second girl, I think Eblin, she pitched for them early because Anna Kemp was still playing on the basketball team that went to the Final Four of state. So they got her some experience early. But man, they're awfully tough. Those girls can hit the ball. They got about four Division I signees, and you know, Taylor Troutman's going to Southern Miss, Mississippi State. So they're really good. But here's the thing, and you've seen this in softball a lot this year. If you're not hitting the ball, it doesn't have to be a shutdown pitcher. We saw that with Lyon County several years ago when they threw, mixed some speeds in there, and it threw teams off, and all they were doing was popping up to left field. If you get a pitcher who can change speeds on a night when you're not hitting the ball particularly well, anything can happen. And I think we've seen some teams lose some games that they know they shouldn't have lost because of the way, they were trying to go after the pitching.
Well, and when you look at the second region as a whole, a lot of teams this season have had some good runs. Caldwell County started off really well. It has kind of flatlined a little bit here lately, but there's still time for them to get back in the mix again. Trigg County is an improving team. Webster County looked awfully good earlier this season. Madisonville North Hopkins is going to be strong. So there are a lot of teams behind Henderson, but it just seems like everybody just keeps chasing them.
That's exactly right. The second region tournament is going to be fun to watch because there's going to be, I'll give you the perfect example. Christian County is going to win the 8th district. And Christian County in the past, they're a team that they didn't worry about who their first round matchup was against because, they knew they were getting a district runner up and they'd move on to the semifinals and probably the championship. But this year, you look at Christian County's going to win that district, but their district runner up in the 5th could be Lyon, it could be Trigg, it could be Livingston, it could be Crittenden. In the 6th district, they're going to face Webster County or Union County in the first round. And then they're going to face either Madisonville or Caldwell County as a runner-up out of the 7th. I mean, that's a tough first-round game for Christian County, something they're not used to. That's just how the second region's going to be, in the tournament top to bottom. Henderson's the favorite, but all those other games, they're going to be fun to watch. And once you get to the semifinals, I think it's going to be one of the better second region tournaments we've had in a while.
Yeah, this time of year is always fun. I love the spring sports. And like I say, it seems to me like it goes too quickly considering, it seems like fall sports go for a while. Basketball season sometimes feels like it's a marathon. And then you get to the spring sports and it's just a sprint to the finish line.
It is, and there's no break anymore. We got no break from basketball into spring sports this year. I mean, we were at Rupp Arena. We were at Rupp Arena covering Lyon County basketball, and there were baseball and softball games going on while that was going on. And then next year it's going to be even later because Kentucky is hosting NCAA tournament games at Rupp Arena. And so next year it's going to be the girls' Sweet 16 and then a week break. And then the boys' Sweet 16 is going to be at the end of March. I mean, it's going to bump right up to April and spring break. So, I don't know. These seasons seem like they're longer. But you're right. At the same time, for some reason, they seem to go quick.
Well, Scott, I appreciate you coming out of the bullpen today, pitching a couple innings for us to start things off on the show. And, we'll see you out there at a ballpark someplace.
Oh, I'll be there for sure. And, I've had that gopher ball working well today, just like my old playing days.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Todd.
Scott Brown of YourSportsEdge.com joining us on the Sideline Report this morning. Stay with us. We'll come back and have more after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
This is Lance Stallings and Stallings Auto Sales, and we are humbled that you voted Stallings Auto Sales as your favorite used car dealer again this year. Come see why. Stallings Auto Sales, Hopkinsville.
Caldwell Medical Center would like to invite you to attend a weight loss seminar the first Tuesday of every month. They will meet in the education room at Caldwell Medical Center at 6 p.m. Please join Dr. Mobley, Caldwell's very own general surgeon that specializes in medical and surgical weight loss. If you can't come in person, join them on Facebook Live. Once again, it's the first Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m. at the Caldwell Medical Center. Hope to see you there.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
Hi, this is Lorraine Brandon, and I'm proud to have served in this community for 45 years. As a bank that's been part of the Princeton community for over 139 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we have worked alongside. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, it's Tess. Join WPKY this weekend as Caldwell County High School gets all gussied up for prom. Don't miss a minute this Saturday at 7 as we take a trip through the Looking Glass for Grand March from Caldwell County High School. As always, our live stream video is absolutely free at WPKYonline.com. Brought to you by Goodwin Insurance, Adams Breezy Hill Farm, First Baptist Church, Princeton Optimist Club, and our community partner, Fredonia Valley Bank.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. Again, we appreciate Scott Brown of YourSportsEdge.com for coming on the show this morning. We've got Tiger Baseball on the air this afternoon for you. Caldwell County hosting Paducah St. Mary out at the VFW ballpark. Tigers have more wins than anybody else in the second region right now, putting their 17-6 record on the line today. Paducah St. Mary will bring an 11-4 mark to town. First pitch at the VFW ballpark set for about 5:30, and we'll have all the action for you right here on WPKY immediately following the 5 o'clock newscast today. Stay with us. More to come on the Sideline Report. We're going to talk tennis when we come back. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
For a store that's as unique as you, there's simply one thing to do. Head straight to the Persnickety Pig. Broadbent Square, Katie's. Make the drive soon. You will not be disappointed.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota compact tractors. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. They're designed for easy operation and feature performance mesh detachments. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus save up to $2,300 on select equipment. Now through June 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Your home for Kubota sales, parts, and service is H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
What are we going to do? Doctor, will he be okay?
Unexpected happens. Goodwin Insurance Agency has you covered with auto, home, life, commercial, boat, and RV insurance. That way, when the unexpected happens...
Congratulations! It's a girl!
You're covered.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Financial planning should be specific to you and your life circumstances. That is why we created InvestFB Wealth Management, a division of Farmers Bank. Hi, I'm Jeff McDaniels, InvestFB's lead financial advisor. Whether you're saving for retirement, starting a business, or planning your family's future, Our individual and comprehensive approach can help you achieve your financial goals. Visit us today at our Princeton or Eddyville offices to start a conversation about your individual financial needs.
At YourSportsEdge.com, we strive every day to continue to bring you the gold standard in high school sports coverage with more on your teams and your players.
Or did it show up there?
And while they are not gold, those crystal awards we have won for doing what we love to do are pretty cool too.
That's something you see every day.
The Kentucky Broadcaster's Best Digital Product Award winner.
Ball game over.
YourSportsEdge.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Once again, thanks for joining us this morning. We've got a full studio with us now. We're going to talk Caldwell County tennis. Tennis coaches Tori Hammett and Steve Cookie Hicko in the studio with us, and several of the seniors as well. And Steve, what do you guys have going on this afternoon out at the Caldwell County tennis courts?
Well, today is senior day for four of our seniors, and
pull that mic around just a little bit there. There you go, talking to the mic.
Today is senior day at the courts, and we're going to honor our four seniors. Three of them are with us this morning, and hopefully everybody will come out and support these young people and their endeavors for the last several years. I don't want to take away from something from them. They may want to say something, so I'll just leave it at that.
Well, I was just going to say, you guys always seem to bring Fort Campbell in late in the season and make a big deal out of that.
We do. Today, as usual, in the last three or four years that Coach Hammett and I have been doing this, we've kind of followed up with what Miss Farmer has done, and we're serving food to the Fort Campbell players and families just to show our support of their military service. So, yeah, it's going to be a big deal other than tennis, just honoring those people that are coming.
We do have the seniors with us, and we'll start with Josie Schaefer, since she's right by Steve. And I understand you wanted to give a speech today. Is that right?
No, that's not true. That's all Coach K.
Well, tell me how the season's gone for you guys so far.
It's been all right. I mean, there's good girls out there, but it's just kind of even, really.
How long have you been playing tennis, and what kind of got you into it?
I've been playing since, like, fifth grade, probably. I played soccer, and then I was like, I don't really want to do this anymore. And so my dad was like, well, you got to do something. So I followed my sister, and I started playing tennis.
Now, what's kind of your goals for the rest of this season?
Probably to just stay more consistent and beat as many people as I can.
What kind of future plans do you have for after high school?
I'm going to go to Madisonville and get my associate's in science and then major in kinesiology.
All right. Appreciate you coming in this morning. Marissa Smith is next, and you don't want to give a speech either, right? So we'll just okay. But first of all, what kind of got you in tennis? What was your gateway into tennis?
Well, a lot of my friends play, and I've been wanting to start for a while, but I just started this year, so because I've been playing soccer year round, so it's just something else to do now that I don't have soccer anymore. So
how have you played this spring?
For my first year, I would say it's, like, not too bad.
What kind of goals did you have going into the year?
Pretty much just to, like, learn the basics of tennis and just have some fun.
Now, what have you learned about tennis that maybe you didn't know beforehand?
It's a lot harder than I thought it was.
Yeah. It is a very difficult sport. Steve, I think it's the most difficult sport I've ever tried to play before I started trying to play golf.
Yeah, it can be, you got to be committed to the sport, that's for sure, and you got to be in pretty decent shape to move around and get the balls.
Marissa, what's your plans for the future after high school?
Pretty similar to Josie, except I'm just going straight into a university and majoring in kinesiology, going to UK.
We've got Ryan Hammett with us in the studio. And Ryan, do I need to ask you where you're going to school after high school?
Why not?
I think we all know. Tori, is it Ole Miss?
Oh, yeah. We had him committed for a long time. He looked possibly at something else, but I just don't think he wants to do it that much.
Ryan, how has your senior tennis season gone?
It's gone pretty good. You know, I started kind of slow, but lately I've probably played my best two matches these last two.
Who is your top competition in the region this year?
Probably Henderson again.
Yeah. As you look over your career, what are some of the highlights that, I mean, you've gone to state. I mean, you've had a lot of big wins for the Tiger tennis team.
Yeah, me and my brother, when I was a freshman, we won it in doubles. And then these last 2 years, being able to win it in singles. And then obviously getting to go to state, those were really cool moments.
Talk about the three-peat you guys have going.
Yeah, it's nice. I'm not sure as a team if we'll be able to, you know, get it for the fourth year, but I'm going to try to get my singles one for the fourth year.
Now, we know you're going to Ole Miss. What are you going to study?
I'm going to major in journalism with an emphasis in sports media.
Okay. What's kind of your goals now for the rest of this tennis season?
Win as many matches as possible and continue to get better as the season goes on.
Tori, talk a little bit about how the season has gone for the guys on the tennis court.
Yeah, so, of course, you know, we had a little heavier graduation last year, so we had three young men come back that had played before, and then we had three brand-new guys in Elijah Thomas, Ben Menser, and Cash Johnson. And, you know, it's been the winter tennis that we do, and, you know, a lot of people support tennis, so, you know, some of those finances we use to do some winter tennis practicing with those guys down at the indoor facility with some trainers, and that's great practice for them. It helps them kind of get a foundation of tennis when they're brand new, but even get better when they're already good. And those three young guys have come on really they've come on really well, played some really good matches. I think each of them maybe have a win so far, or that's our goal, was to try to get them in a position to win, but also get them in a position just to play a lot of court time tennis, just be on the court learning it, because, you know, they're trying to learn scoring and strategy and, you know, the mental aspect of tennis. So it's been difficult for them, but they've come a long way. So we're proud of them and the effort they've put in, and it allowed us to have a full six players, so we can, you know, we can play a full match when we go places. And teams, you know, a lot of teams in our region don't have a full, or some in our region don't have a full set of kids. So it's been nice. And then our the top three boys have done well. Kaysen and Noah have come on really well. Noah has played two really good matches, well, really three, because he played doubles with Ryan the other night, three really good matches recently, his last three. He's won all of them, and a couple of them were kind of touch and go back and forth. So real proud of Noah and the effort he's putting out. And Kaysen's come a long way as well and got, you know, a handful of wins this year already. And, of course, Ryan's been playing really well, only lost one match out of region at McCracken. But it's back-end heavy because he's fixing to get Henderson twice. Madisonville North young man was pretty good, and he got by him, but he'll have him again next week. So it's tough on the and Lyon County's got a good team. I mean, Lyon County's got a really good team. So kudos to Jason and David with what they've put together over there for those guys. And so it's been fun. Yeah, we're looking forward to finishing strong, hopefully.
What's the key to having some success in tennis? What kind of fundamentals do you have to get down, and what do you guys try to encourage players to do to get better?
Man, I think it's more consistent ball contact, like keep the ball in, because a lot of kids want to win. They want to hit a winner every shot, and tennis is just not made up for that. They don't even do that in the pros. So just strategy, you know, court strategy is really important, like knowing – anticipating where the ball is going to be next, putting it where it's going to be difficult for that person to hit their next shot so that you can be there then to finish that shot. So the new ones, it's just getting them to hit it fundamentally. You know, talking about Marissa, she's done really well with that. I remember watching down at the early indoor stuff. You know, a lot of kids they'll go to just trying to tap it, trying to be like super cautious. But you really kind of just need to go ahead and hit it fundamentally, in or out, and try to develop that skill set. So it's difficult, man. I'm gonna tell you, when you watch brand new people, and you don't see that often, but when you see a brand new person, it makes you realize, gosh, this is a tough sport. One, you got to get to everything, but then you got to get there and hit it and get it in. So it's very difficult, but I think it's great. And like I told Marissa, like, I think maybe day one, like, you can play this the rest of your life, golf or tennis or pickleball. You know what I mean? So it's a great sport. I'm glad she did it, and I'm glad the other new guys have done it as well. But then on the side where kids have already been playing a long time, it's just mentally tough, because you're not going to always be winning. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're winning, you can coast on through. But, I mean, you could be down. You know, you're down two games, 5-3 or something in the set. You got to come back, try to win that set. You got to have a mental ability to think, man, one point at a time. Mm-hmm. You know, can't win it with one shot, but 1 point. Just win 1 point. Stack points together, and you find yourself back in it.
Yeah, pretty significant, though, that the guys have won three straight second region championships, and the girls were runners-up last year.
Yeah, I know Steve and I were super proud of the girls because I don't think we saw that coming. Like, we just didn't see that coming, but they started putting together points, and the next thing you know, we're right there. And it's a team effort to win it as a team. You know, you don't really play as a team anywhere in Kentucky tennis except in the region. It's kind of strange. They're trying to change that a little bit now, but yeah, when we saw the girls were right there to have a chance to win runner up of the region, that was exciting because they've been working hard to get there, and yeah. It's tough because a lot of those bigger schools have put a lot of emphasis on their ladies tennis, and that wasn't a down year for ladies. I mean, they earned that, so it was really nice. And then the boys, man, we've been blessed to have a handful of good guys. Some of them were excellent doubles players, and so that fit well. And just the watching them compete and play hard and practice together hard and practice, and it was nice to see. I probably didn't see winning three straight, but man, it's been good to beat Henderson 2 years in a row, back to back, and then Madisonville the year before that. So it's nice to put them down. They're poised to get us back, but it's been a good run.
Well, you guys have the region coming up not too far down the road, and this year it's at Hopkinsville. Is that a good thing for us?
Yeah. Heck yeah, we want to be in Hopkinsville just because we don't want to drive to Henderson.
Well, you guys got to make an extra trip up there last year, so.
Yeah, that was brutal. Because Henderson, you know, they recruit up their fan base to come out and behave outside of what really should be the appropriate behavior for the tennis match. And so I think they kind of pride themselves on that. So it's nice to beat them up there at home for sure.
Yeah.
for the ladies. Second place in the boys' first place, so I think I like Hopkinsville better. It's just closer for us, and you know we play there. We've played there before, so we like that venue.
And we've been fortunate to have a lot of players get to go play at the state tournament. But what a big jump that is from the region to state when you go up there and watch some of those players.
Oh, it's unreal. It's significantly different. I mean, you can draw. I mean, you can catch a draw where you can have some success, but. I mean, you know, we've talked about it here before. It's just, you talking year-round, primarily tennis-only sport kids, and you know they're playing in the Southerns and in international play, and it's just a whole other animal. I mean, there's four or five D1 single boys over there right now that's going to be in that pool. So, you know, that's just a whole other animal. But it's a great experience. It's fun to go. A lot of businesses in town support being able to do that. The school supports us being able to do that. And just going over and having those couple of days to get away is kind of a cool experience for the kids.
Yeah, Ryan, you've got to go to state several times. Talk a little bit about how you prepare for the jump in competition when you get to state.
Yeah, so usually we got like a week or two in between the region, the end of the region and the start of the state. So, like, last year, my dad, he had a couple people that he knew that I could, like, play against and help prepare me for it. And other than that, I pretty much play him or hit the ball machine, get a lot of reps, and work on my serve.
But you got a pretty tough draw last season. That first-round kid was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I think he ended up going to the semifinals or the championship. Yeah. So, yeah.
Steve, talk about what your seniors have meant on the girls' side.
I don't know if I've got enough time, especially with Josie here. She's been involved for the last 6 or 7 years along with Ryan. And, of course, one lady that's not able to be here this morning, Keegan Miller, she's been with the program for probably 4 or 5 years. And then you throw in Marissa, first-year player. Thanks to her for coming out and being part of the program. But we started out with 27 kids on our tennis team this year, and we've ended up with 27 kids on our tennis team.
That's pretty good.
But we've got 14 middle school kids, and we try to get them a match, you know, just to keep the interest there. But these four seniors have meant a lot to the program long before Tori and I came in, and we're just, you know, saddened to see that the season come to an end, but, you know, we are appreciative of what they've accomplished over the last few years, and we're still excited about what the next few weeks hold. I mean, we've got a chance, and I still think we got a chance to maybe send two or three girls to the state. Mm-hmm. I mean, all you have to do is finish in the top four in the region. There's just some things we got to work through to get there, but I think we've got a pretty good idea of what needs to be done. And I hope they do. And but yeah, they've been a lot to the program, and I don't know if they really think about it right now. But from what I've seen the last 4 years that Tori and I've been doing this, I see a lot of improvement every year, and we hope that wherever they take themselves, that you know. It'd be good for us.
And you guys have Senior Day today.
Senior Day today, starting around probably 4:40 today. We're going to honor these four young people and be appreciative of everyone that could come out and support them as well. And like I said earlier, Fort Campbell comes in, and we're going to take that time to honor them as well. And hopefully get the matches start somewhere around, you know, 5:15 or so, and hopefully not be a long night.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us once again who all your seniors are.
Three of them are here. It's Josie Schaefer, Marissa Smith, Ryan Hammett, and Keegan Miller. Those are the four seniors. Unfortunately, we don't have any junior girls. We got a good sophomore class and an upcoming freshman and middle school program. But if you're out there, and Tori and I have throwed this out, I'll just plug it right now. Some people have contacted me, I don't know if they've contacted him enough, about putting on another tennis camp to allow some of those kids to come in. And hopefully if we do, then we'll probably get it to you and the WPKY to put it out there, and hopefully use some of these seniors to be out there for the small kids so we can do that as well. But,
yeah. Well, I appreciate you guys all coming in this morning and being on the show.
Well, thanks for having us.
That's tennis today, Senior Day at the CCHS tennis courts. We'll come back and have more on the Sideline Report right after this. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Is there anything we can do for you? Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion, Kentucky wants to help. At Johnson's, we get excited when you walk in the door or call for assistance. We look forward to solving your problems and lending a hand. We carry most major appliances, including GE washers, GE dryers, and GE refrigerators. We also carry parts and offer service. Johnson's in Marion, Kentucky wants to be your appliance store and service center. Let Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion lend a hand. Stop in or shop online.
At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people, and getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need, knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
If you're involved in an auto accident, it's your choice where your vehicle is repaired. Some insurance companies refer you to pro shops because they give the insurance company discounts. But with those discounts, the insurance company has input on the parts used and might not always use what is best. At Trice-Use Body Shop, they're not partnered with an insurance company, but they give the same lifetime limited warranty to the person who owns the vehicle at the time of repairs. Visit Trice-Use in Princeton for your vehicle repairs.
Chick-fil-A of Hopkinsville wants to salute the outstanding achievements of our area student-athletes. Each week, a student-athlete will be chosen based on academics, athletics, and achievements. Watch for the Chick-fil-A AAA Young Person of the Week at YourSportsEdge.com. Academics, athletics, and achievements at Chick-fil-A AAA Young Person of the Week at YourSportsEdge.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580-103.3 WPKY, Princeton, Kentucky. Thanks a lot for joining us this morning. Appreciate tennis coaches Tori Hammett and Steve Cookie-Hicko coming in, and seniors Ryan Hammett, Josie Schaefer, and Marissa Smith all coming in and being in the studio with us this morning. And Tori has actually stuck around a little bit. We want to get a West Kentucky Hoops Classic update from him. And Tori, you just about got things set for this December.
Yeah, it's close. It's real close. It's not completely final, but we think we're down to really just waiting on one team to make their mind up, and then if they don't, I've got someone kind of sitting on hold that I think will take it. But yeah, we've got Mississippi, Kentucky, Alabama, Georgia, Illinois, and Tennessee represented this year at this point, and the one team kind of hanging is Arkansas, team out of Arkansas. So Little Rock Christian, Arkansas, they're still just debating, I guess, what their options are. So we met their need to get them here, so we're just trying to wait and see if they pull the trigger. But yeah, South Panola, Mississippi, who ran up here all in one day for one game last year, is coming back, so they'll play Caldwell one, and they didn't lose anybody, so that'll be a pretty good matchup. They're coming up to play, and then on day two they'll play Crittenden, because Crittenden is going to come down and do a one game with us and play South Panola. Then we have Shades Valley, Alabama. That's a new team we've never had. East Coweta, Georgia. That's a 6A Shades Valley, Alabama, and a 7A East Coweta, Georgia. Heritage Christian will be Caldwell's day two game. And then we got East St. Louis, Illinois. We had them for one quarter.
Oh, yeah.
They were the game that the Polar Freeze got too bad, and we actually stopped that game. So we had them for one quarter. So they're going to be really athletic. That's 4A team out of Illinois. Then we got Bowling Green, Kentucky, coming in. So we're real excited about that, and they're poised to be a Kentucky top 10, I believe. It's what I'm reading about them. So having them come over and having that connection back here to our town is pretty cool. And then Pinson Valley 6A, Alabama's coming back, who has been here before, been some of our favorite games, some of our best games. I was trying to get a coach's number off him, and he kind of hit me up. He's like, "What about us?" And I said, "Well, I thought y'all might want to do something else. You're a mainstay here if you want to come here, because we just like to see your team." He said, "Yeah, put us down. We won't come back." So it's great to have them back. And then, of course, as I'd mentioned, that Southwind, Tennessee. I forgot about them. We have communicated with them a couple times through the past and just not been able to get together. They go way off. Like, he was picking between Las Vegas and us.
Oh, wow.
And so he was kind of touch and go, looking at the cost versus what we can do over here. So he just decided it might be better for them to stay more close to Memphis, because they're out of Memphis, or the side of Memphis. But Southwind High School, they're about a 5A school in the state of Tennessee, and they've historically had great success as basketball with athletes. So now that's kind of the set of teams. And then, like Little Rock Christian Academy, I was telling you about. They won the Arkansas 4A this year, so we're trying to, and they'll be good. So we're trying to get them to fill that final spot.
And we're back to after Christmas this year.
Yeah, I mean it's crazy that the dates have to be kind of jockeyed around. But the school system has that last day before winter tennis, and that's the Friday before the Christmas. So you can't really ask teams to be trying to play and miss school. It's not really a good fit. So we just hopped back to the after Christmas 2 days, 27th and 28th of December, which in some cases that might even be better, because people have kind of gotten Christmas done. So they're ready to just kind of hang out and chill for a little bit. And basketball is a great place to do that.
We had some great matchups last season. Didn't have any buzzer beaters like we've seen in the past, but we had some really good teams out there.
Yeah, there was some stud teams out there that really, really were fun to watch, and a handful of those kids are going to play D1, Power 5 D1, and then many others sprinkled throughout the D2 and AI and stuff like that. The boy from Ben Davis, they ended up going all the way to their finals in the 4A in Indiana, and they got beat, but they finished like 36-3 or something like that. But that young man's going to play for Northwestern, so he'll be a point guard at Northwestern University. And then a couple of those big kids from Hamilton Heights, I talked to their coach the other day just about some other junk, but the big boy that about broke our goal, and then but yet could still shoot from the three, he's getting some ACC interest, and so we talked about that a little bit. And then they've got a guard that he'll be a national kid. I mean, he'll be a complete national kid. I think he's a sophomore, maybe a reclassifiable sophomore, so he may could go out next year. Yeah. And then just, a handful of sprint. The Pinson big kid, he's got the SEC offers as well. So we'll see where I just wasn't thinking about all those kids, but there's a handful of mid-majors that are that played that we'll see one day going forward, and it's escaping me right now. We had somebody in the NCAA tournament this year who played here.
I can't remember.
He was. Xavier? Was he at Xavier or?
Oh, I don't remember now.
Yeah, I can't. I can't remember. I felt like it was the old kid from Bossy.
I was gonna say it was one of the kids from one of the Indiana schools.
Yeah, I think it was the kid from Evansville. Bossy was had like a
funny
COVID
last
year.
Name.
Yeah, he had a COVID year, so he was playing in the NCAA tournament. It seems like 6 years ago he was here, or five years ago, but I guess that COVID year allowed him to keep playing. So that's a good thing. So, and I'm just getting a text from Coach Chuck right now. East St. Louis has signed their contract, so that's good stuff. That's just another one that's done that we don't have to wait on. So, sounds good, man. It's looking good.
That's great to have it already kind of lined out for you, and December will be here before you know it.
It comes very quick. I mean, we're about to get out of school, and summer, you know how fast summer goes, and then next thing you know, we're here playing football. So, it comes quick, and you know, big thanks again to the administration for letting us use the facility and be a part of supporting it, and all the businesses in town that give to it. So we're appreciative very much.
Okay.
It's a great community event.
Yeah, we appreciate the update, and thank you guys for bringing in the tennis seniors this morning.
Glad to do it. I know they really enjoyed being able to get out of school probably first, but two, being able to get a little recognition for the efforts they put in. And the things that they've done for Kiowa County Athletics, and we're thankful for, again, administration helping us with our tennis courts and tennis screens and things like that. So it'd be a good senior night playing Fort Campbell, getting able to honor them with the food and event. Hopefully we get a bunch of wins. So
yeah.
Be a great senior night.
That's going to wrap us up this morning here on the Sideline Report. Again, thanks to Scott Brown of YourSportsEdge.com for joining us. Kiowa County tennis coaches Tori Hammett and Steve Hookie-Hicko in the studio with us. Also, Kiowa County seniors Ryan Hammett, Josie Schaefer, and Marissa Smith all joining us this morning. Keegan Miller couldn't be here, but all those seniors will be honored today out at the CCHS tennis courts. We've got baseball action here on WPKY today. The Tigers hosting Paducah St. Mary. Our broadcast begins with the first pitch at 5:30 here on WPKY this afternoon. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.